The internet has provided countless opportunities, from sharing personal moments to connecting with people around the whole fucking world. However, with the rise of social media, also came a new breed of criminals who use the anonymity of the internet or its accessibility to do a bunch of fucked up heinous crimes. And on that note, welcome back to Bros of Murder, the podcast where we cover true crime cases of color and play music from artists you probably never heard of. Yeah, it's me and Kelly here.
Hell yeah.
to bring you some big sads. But before we get into the episode, just make sure you subscribe to wherever you're listening to this or watching this and leave a comment or review because, you know, that helps us out. And if you want some ad-free, easy listening, check out the Patreon.
I would prefer you listen than watch, but
yes.
Thank you, love you all. Don't look at me.
My mom said I got a real face for radio.
No, she didn't.
No, she'll get upset if she hears this part. They ain't lying to me on the internet. Now, join us as we uncover the twisted minds behind some of the most disturbing posts we've seen on the internet to date. So, Kelly, start us off.
So, on today's episode of Why I Hate Men, this one is a doozy. It's not so much like necessarily the horrors of the internet, it's more just like I don't even have words for it.
The horrors of men.
Yeah, so there is this guy who became this huge TikToker. His name was Ali Abulaban. So just to kind of start out the story. So him and his wife had been living in San Diego for a few years before, like, things kind of started to go downhill, which one thing I learned that was really freaky is I don't know if they both did, but they used to live in Virginia, and they used to live in Manassas, which was not far from me. That's a place I used to go all the time, especially for work. So, don't like that.
Anyway. Manassas.
Manasshole, just kidding. If you live in Manassas, you're cool. Unless your name is John, you know what you did.
Or Ali. You're gonna find out what he did.
I don't think he lives there anymore. I think he's in jail, hopefully. So he started making comedy TikToks. Popularity soared until he eventually gained almost 1 million followers. So I think, like, before the events that I'm going to tell you about take place, he had about 950,000 followers, which is a pretty big fucking follower. And this was, I think he was getting, like, popular, like, 2020-21. Most of his skits included impressions of Tony Montana, one of his favorite movie characters. And it would be, like, skits of, like, him playing Tony Montana, but, like, in other scenarios. But for months, there were reports of domestic violence between Ali and his wife, Anna. Once, she even went to their neighbor's door asking to use their phone to call police, because he had taken her phone. He was never arrested for any of those incidences, though. So, eventually, Anna asked him to move out of their shared condo in October of 2021. Despite him staying at a hotel, he made a copy of his key, to keep for the condo, and installed a listening app on his daughter's iPad. When he did that, he also trashed the condo.
Oh, of course he would.
He used the app to surveil his wife, so like to like listen in on her and all this stuff. And eventually, on October 21st, things truly escalated. Using the listening app, he could hear his wife conversing with a man he didn't know in his former home. That sent him into a rage. He says in his own words that he freaked out and begged God for her to not be having sex. He eventually gets... What?
It's like, what God got to do with this?
But he eventually gets to the condo and lets himself in and sees her and a man named Rayburn Barron on the couch. From there, he says he lost control and he doesn't know what happened. He later calls the police and claims that he found them dead on the couch, both having bullet wounds to their upper body. The dispatcher he is on the phone with tells him to remain at the scene, but he leaves to go pick up his daughter from school to keep her safe there. But is eventually pulled over and arrested on the highway with his daughter in tow. Despite having told his daughter that he hurt mommy, as well as confessing to his mother that he was responsible, he maintains that he did not kill his wife or her friend.
How old was the daughter?
5 years old.
Why would you tell her that?
Why would you do anything that this man has done?
Yeah, I mean, out of all the, yeah.
But he has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and has pled not guilty. I don't know how, especially, I mean, even just the video I sent you to play later on, it's just like, how are you going to say these things and be like, yeah, no, they weren't dead when I got there, but they were dead when I left. Like,
that's...
I overheard them. I drove directly there and then I called the cops because they were dead.
Somehow someone got murdered.
Yeah, like, oh, did someone just sneak in the apartment while you were driving there to kill them because you were mad? I don't know, maybe he's gonna try an insanity plea. I was trying to find any updates on the case. I found some court documents, but I don't think it's finished yet. It only started, like, last September, but I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works, and, like, I don't know why they wouldn't post anything about it. There were, like, no updates, unfortunately.
But, I mean, it could depend on, like, what's happening with the case. Like, maybe, I forget what the term is, where they don't allow any information to get out immediately.
But like, some of the trial has been, like, televised. Or not televised. But it was on, there was a clip on A&E that I watched.
So maybe it was just taken a bit.
I will also get to. So, he claims that he lost his whole world, but still said in an interview when asked if she could see other people, he said, not while I'm married to her. Like, you're not really making a great case for yourself. Yeah, like,
someone sounds very guilty.
Yeah. So, and in both a video interview with Fox 5, which is the one I sent you, and A&E court footage, Ali comes off volatile and very easily provoked. So if you want to play that now.
Yes.
As you're driving to the apartment. I'm screaming. What happens when you get to the apartment?
I go up and I see them.
What did you think?
There was nothing. I didn't see that. I don't know. It was a blur. I felt like I was on the passenger seat of my own body. And to see her kissing Ray on my couch, with his feet on my table, with my feet, my money, my apartment, my life, and the house that my daughter sleeps in on the furniture that I put together.
What the fuck, bro?
That, yeah.
And the Oscar goes to...
I can tell you want to become an actor, so...
I can tell he's a TikTok comedian. Because the acting is on point.
Well, like, the hand... Fucking the hand shaking with the phone. Like, come on.
The I love how he's, like, trying to make, like, he's sounding like he's crying, but not a tear was shed.
Mm-hmm. Alligator tears.
Oh, my furniture! My IKEA furniture!
Well, that's the shit that kills me, too. How dare she have a relationship? I mean, and that's the thing. They never even confirmed that she was dating this guy. They just said that they were friends.
Yeah.
So, like, but even if she was in the middle of fucking that dude, it's none of your fucking business. You've moved out. You're abusive. He cheated on her. Yeah. He had been cheating on her. It's like, I don't understand why you seem to think that. I mean, I don't know, all of that shit's psychotic.
I can definitely see him trying to do the whole insanity play. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's trying to play up like he just went into a blind rage. It was like, that might have happened, but you still are aware of what you did, and they shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my god. And in the clip of him, like, in the courtroom, he starts, like, fucking sobbing, yelling, and at one point, like, he's, like, doing the, oh, boo-hoo, I lost my whole family. And And her family members are sitting in the back. They're like, dude, go fuck yourself. And they were asked to leave after that. But, like, I mean, yeah. It's like, how fucking insulting. You lost your family because
you took them away.
You did. Yeah. I just love that, too. It's like, when men like that are like, oh, they ruined our family. It's like, your family was ruined by your own actions. Like, don't hit your wife and don't stick your pee-pee in other women.
It's apparently that's very hard to do, especially without getting violent about it.
Yeah, which I mean, and like I said, like the if you see the way that he reacts to the even just those basic questions, it's like
he's very dramatic.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. And I mean, if he's gonna be that reactive, what else? You know, like how is he gonna react to something he doesn't like that his wife does? I mean, what or his child? You know, I mean, there were reports, and like I think even some of her friends were saying that he had been hitting her.
I mean, if he's beating his wife, is that a far jump to like beat your daughter?
Nope. Mm-hmm. And she was in the process of divorcing him, so I mean, she kicked him out. So yeah, I mean, like, in my opinion too, I mean, not that like it even matters, because even if she had cheated on him, it doesn't justify his actions.
No.
But like, she's kicked you out. She's filing for divorce. Like, she owes you literally nothing in the way of, like, fidelity.
No, after she kicked you out, that should have been... I'm pretty sure she had a conversation about how it was over.
Like, you're literally staying in a hotel, and you had to make a copy of your key to be able to get back in and, like, trash shit. You're not together anymore, even if you are legally.
And now, a short commercial break.
I mean, this kind of shares a lot, not a lot, but some things with my case. So a Louisiana man has been charged with the murder of a woman he stabbed to death in his own vehicle. Now, Earl Lee Johnson Jr., age 35, appeared to have been on a extensive drug bender with the victim Janice Davis, age 34, for several days before the attack happened. And his attack, mind you, was live streamed on Instagram.
Oh, fun.
The Instagram live stream showed him torturing, stabbing, and choking the victim. And after being notified by a user, the Louisiana State Police arrested Johnson on Monday, so a couple of days after the murder took place. So, according to authorities, Johnson admitted to killing someone, quote unquote, when questioned about the attack in police custody. Yeah. No, she's on my Instagram and shit.
You know, this shit happens. It's whatever.
You're gonna admit to killing someone, you might as well just say their fucking name. So the police found Davis's body in the car's front seat with her hands bound and her body bloodied from about 10 different stab wounds. Johnson had recorded himself beating David on his phone, all while appearing to talk to people on his live stream that were commenting on the Instagram video. Shockingly, he also attempted to set his own car on fire with the body inside of it to get rid of evidence.
Brilliant.
They'll live stream it and then partially burn my car. They'll never know. But live stream it and was commenting and talking to people on the live stream. So the attack occurred in a parking lot of an office building in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The authorities believe that Johnson and David had been on like a 3 or 4 day drug bender using heroin and methamphetamine. It's still unclear exactly how they knew each other, but in a lot of different articles, it was said that they were dating. Some said they were just friends, but either way, they had some sort of relationship to where as though they could hang out and do drugs together for 4 days and then not be like weird. I just assume you wouldn't go on a drug bender with someone you really didn't know.
I mean, you never know.
I mean, you never know. The video was initially reported to Instagram because it also made its way to Facebook, so Meta really had their hands all over this. The video kept being downloaded and reshared, and it was an issue for the family to see that, and it took a while for it to be removed on all platforms.
As well as they can get rid of a fucking nipple, they can't, like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
My account gets banned every 5 seconds over memes, but, like, this dude mm-hmm. could have his video stay up of her murdering someone. And yep. Meta spokesperson Stephanie Ottawa stated that the company had removed the video from his platform, disabled his accounts and any accounts resharing it, and would, quote-unquote, support law enforcement in their investigation.
The thing here, too, though, is it's, like, obviously they have some kind of, like, algorithmic thing.
Like, there's no humans behind it reviewing this shit.
Well, but, yes. But what I'm saying is, like, they have some kind of algorithmic technology that, oh, a nipple, gone, immediately. Yeah. But they, like, but if you have a video that's that level of violent, it's gotta have some kind of, like, coding that's the same in every video that's reshared, that it can just, like, wipe all of them off of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or at least, like, YouTube, get some human reviewers in there to, like, actually, when something gets flagged enough to watch it themselves and be like, oh, yes, delete.
Yeah, like, with the metadata on a photo. If, like, well, if all of these things are the same, we can just wipe it immediately. Or anytime it's uploaded, it's gone. But they don't do that.
No, they don't give a shit. They just don't want you to share racy memes. Or say that all men are trash.
Or show female nipples.
Now, Meta has grappled with live videos showing shootings and other violent acts in recent years. The company still struggles to accept its role in, I hate the word policing, but policing content on its platform. For example, in 2017, 3 men in Switzerland were arrested for raping a woman and streaming the assault live on a private Facebook group. And in February that same year, 2 radio journalists in the Dominican Republic were fatally shot during a Facebook live broadcast. And it still played. Like, they didn't immediately take it down, they didn't immediately stop the broadcast. The videos are still being shared.
Wild to me, because like I expect that shit on Reddit. That's Reddit is just like a Twitter. Fucking cesspool. Yeah, but like, I don't expect to see a fucking dead body on Facebook. I mean, with all of their rules and shit, like, I've seen multiple dead people.
Yeah,
people so dying. Remember
that, it was a couple of like a year or two ago, that girl who got into a car accident with her sister, and her sister
was before
like
the pandemic. But yeah, I watched that. And the thing that kills me the most before you like go super into it is like it said like girl learns consequences of bad driver texting and driving. And
I watched the exact video.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, she's just gonna get into a fender bender.
Yeah, she got pulled over by the cops or something. And then it's like, no.
That was traumatizing.
I'm thinking like, oh, maybe she's getting pulled over or she hit a curb.
Exactly.
Then just fucking see a dead body and a caved in face. I'm like,
that's the thing. I'll never get that image out of my mind, because it was like her sister's head was just cracked down the middle like a fucking watermelon.
And it's like seared into my brain still.
Yeah, that one. And then like there was another video I saw of this pregnant woman who found out that her boyfriend had just knocked up her mother, and so she killed herself. She jumped off the, like, bridge, or off a building. And they show the whole thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? Which kills me. They left it on Facebook, but they just did that little, like, eyeball thing. It's like, this might be sensitive content. It's like, so you know that this is fucked up, and it shouldn't be on here.
I need more of a trigger warning than that.
That doesn't really help. Because, like,
it's like, you blur it, I'm gonna wanna click on it now. I'm a human.
Well, yeah, you gotta give a little bit of context, because, like, okay, if it's just, like, something that's, like, semi-sexual, or, like, a little fucked up, like, kinda gross.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Watching someone die?
Completely different.
Quite a departure.
Yeah, so the live stream in question of the brutal attack has obviously shocked the Baton Rouge community and beyond, highlighting the need for greater efforts to tackle not only drug addiction and mental health issues, but how social media interacts with its users with violent content. Because the video should not have been up long enough for people to be commenting during this murder, just chit-chatting with this guy as he's torturing and stabbing a woman to death.
Oh, I didn't read the comments.
So some were, bruh, is beating her ass, the one I'm looking at right now. Another is, damn, let her go.
It's like, why terrifying. Not?
Yeah, no, I feel like part of it is, like, the people watching it feel disconnected, but it's, like, you're literally watching someone getting beaten, tortured.
I will say that that is one thing that blows my mind, that with some of the shit that you see, it's already bad enough that people are doing horrific things, but then you see the comments, and, like, these people just don't have souls. It's, like, they're completely devoid of, like, compassion or, like, awareness. I don't know.
Yeah, of, like, the gravity of what you're watching. Not just watching. Like, you're watching it real time and participating in it. Like, you're talking to
this
dude.
That's the thing, too, right? Like, I know, I'm not gonna have, like, the good, eloquent words for it, but I remember, like, hearing this thing about how, like, it's one thing to commit acts of violence, but it's also, like, considered just as evil to watch these acts of violence happen and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you're just as culpable. You know what's funny? The bystander effect is not, at least the case that it comes from, is not actually accurate.
Oh, yeah, because in that psychology case, a lot of people did call the police, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wonder how that correlates. I would love to have them do that same, experiment, but online.
It's something to the effect of, like, the banality of evil. Like, the whole thing with, like, politics. Like, we know the things that the politicians are doing are fucked up, but because it's boring and because it's not, like, these
salacious
things, people just let it go. Because it's, like, your shit erodes over time. Actually, I was talking about it with a friend earlier today. It's the same thing with, like, abusive relationship. And I know that it's not a correct metaphor, because this was based on a science experiment that was flawed, deeply flawed. Mm-hmm. But we all know that whole thing about the frog that's in the water, and the water slowly gets heated up until the frog boils to death.
Yeah.
So, one, the frog was drugged. So that's not actually accurate. Like, if it got that hot.
Oh, the frog was drugged?
Yeah, the frog was drugged. So it would have eventually come out. I mean, when you let the bathtub get too hot, you'll get out.
Yeah.
That being said, there is a certain level of, like, truth to that idea, where, like, you know, if your partner is abusive, they seem fine at first, and it's, like, every, I don't know, couple months, it just escalates just a little bit. Eventually, you get to the point where, like, it all seems normal.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get to a point where your partner is saying, like, really fucked up shit to you, like...
That's just your normal Tuesday.
Exactly. Like, oh, but they're not hitting me. Oh, well, he hit me, but it didn't mean anything.
Oh, well, I should have did blah, blah, blah. I know they hate it when I don't do that.
Yeah. They hit me, but it's because I provoked them. And I don't know.
The fucking psycho abuse. So, these cases were fucked up and wild. And if you want to hear some great music, stay tuned. I got something juicy for you, because I have great eclectic taste. I have to keep reiterating myself. And if you want to hear a crazier case, check out our last episode.
Also, go to the comment. Tell us how cool we are and that you love us.
Yes.
Comment on our Instagram and tell us how pretty we are.
Yeah, kisses from the homies.
Time now for your latest weather forecast.